It's been 2 weeks, and we're back. Like and subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at 91octane. And if you want to send us any emails, info@91octane.com. Also, you use code JACKSTANDS for 10% off your order and free shipping on orders over $35. Let's start the show.
This thing is a freaking monster.
Welcome to 91 Octane and Race FF Pod on a very Hyperfest heavy episode. We are actually in Virginia, across the country for us, covering Hyperfest. Today is Saturday. We've taken down day two. Tomorrow, day three. Should be a little more mellow, but we have a lot to talk about, don't we? I'm John.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Jaime Garcia.
Also known as Race FF Pod. So let's get going. All right, the first topic we need to talk about is the fact that we were ill-prepared for Hyperfest in some areas. We did prepare with some things because we heard Khan's Blind Apex podcast episode on Hyperfest.
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, did he get it right, Jaime?
I mean, look, I think, to be completely fair, we really did underestimate just how large it was. Mainly, I think... It was where we were parked to where, as people called it, the zoo was.
Right.
So I think one of the biggest things that was not really talked about was the tram service and the bus service.
Yep.
And I think realistically, if you're a content creator or you're trying to do multiple things, you need to, ahead of the freaking event, you got to... reserve a golf cart because there's just no way.
And you're taking this into like the perfect starter topic, which I wanted to talk about. Khan gave us the how to enjoy Hyperfest episode. We're giving you the how to actually enjoy Hyperfest. Shout out to Khan at Blind Apex Podcast. And you're totally right. You're totally right. Like if you plan on creating any kind of content or you want to see the whole park, which is a whole other topic. You have to hit the tram. Use the tram, definitely. But realistically, we would have been way better off if we would have used the...
Golf carts.
Yeah, there's no shortage of it at the event. There's pit bikes, side by sides, all kinds of vehicles. People, some are slams, some are North Carolina squatted, some are low riders. You know, they've got all kinds of stuff. And there is a service at the event that rents golf carts.
Yes.
And we were excited as hell. We're like,
we're ready to rent two and just go side by side ourselves.
Yeah. And as soon as we walk up, they're like, oh, we're booked through the weekend.
Sold out.
Until Sunday. And it's like, Sunday's the last day.
Yeah.
But and so as a result, we did have to walk a little bit, but the tram saved us.
Yeah, the tram was just completely clutch. I mean, I think we all realize that there are certain areas where the tram stops. But you have to be very aggressive in terms of getting onto the tram, because if you see a seat open and there's like a little bit of traffic, you run and jump onto that sucker.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Like there are designated spots. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, as long as you were waving your arms in the air desperately, the guy was going to stop and bring you on. So that was cool. And then it took us most of the way there in terms of the distance traveled.
Yeah, definitely. It's to a point where you could survive doing it without a golf cart.
Yeah, we survived.
Yeah.
Although, like, right before we started recording, everyone's complaining about their legs. And we still have tomorrow.
I mean, that says more about our fitness more than, like, anything else, man.
That is true. So if you look like us, then, you know, make sure you get a golf cart. Oh, man. But, yeah, so... definitely get a golf cart. Definitely get a getting a golf cart if we come next year. Mm-hmm. If you're a content creator, it's 100% a must.
Yeah.
We try to cover as much as we could.
The time savings alone.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're trying to cover as many events as possible. Mm-hmm. A lot of things are happening at the same time. You know, you need to travel. And the schedule changes randomly.
Yeah, there were some changes. I mean, to be fair, it was a pretty aggressive rainstorm. And
oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. But
yeah, we were walking through mud at some point.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
But this brings us to another topic, which is, I think it's a topic that a lot of people make the mistake of doing the first time they go to any big event like this, mm-hmm. trying to see everything.
Yeah. It's so big, you literally cannot.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to enjoy anything. You're not going to have time to eat. You're not going to have mm-hmm. time for anything else. And you know what? There's so many different events. Find what you love and go enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we drove by the off-road area and the car area.
Multiple times.
That's it. And that's just because the tram was going that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we didn't even finish this, all the stuff we wanted to see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's ambitious to try, and I know it'd be cool to see everything, but this is also a testament to Hyperfest.
Yeah.
That they have that many things to do.
Yeah.
That you can't really cover it, which is, I mean, I think that's actually a good idea on their part, right, to keep people coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's something for everybody there.
Yep.
From your RC enthusiast to competitive competition.
Oh, to your EDM plur kid.
Yeah.
You know, like even the ravers get something here, I had no real concept of what it was going to be like. But it was pretty cool tonight, like, to see the laser show, like, the laser shining on the trees.
Yeah.
I thought that was wild. The music was cool.
Oh, you almost forgot you were in the middle of a forest.
Oh, for sure.
Walking away, and you see all the lasers hit just a wall of trees, and I was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We're literally in the middle of a forest.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was awesome. It was awesome. And then I guess if you want to see everything, give it a valiant effort. Definitely have a golf cart. But I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, it's just too much. And also, like, we talked about it earlier that, you know, that off-roading thing, it's no joke. Like, this isn't like the cars that we saw, the Broncos, the Xterras, they were caked in.
Oh, yeah. They looked like just they were made of mud.
Yeah. And some of those are not fully closed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we saw that one guy.
We saw somebody washing his jacket in the
poop water.
It basically, where all the rain was draining out from, they had one of those, the metal tubes that kind of connect over for a bridge to be there, right? And he's just in there just washing away, man. I was like, all right, dude. He's like, well, I got fucking covered on the thing.
Did they have ride-alongs for that?
Yeah. That's what he did.
That sucks that they're doing ride-alongs. I mean, it makes sense to not have covered if you're doing ride-alongs because it's easy in, easy out, right? But they
had both, so it's kind of like they had covered and uncovered. So he saw the uncovered, and he was like,
"Hell
down.
Yeah!" I could see myself making the same mistake. I could totally see myself making the same mistake. Yeah, because
then now you're walking around in wet, muddy clothes for the rest of the event.
Yeah,
that's pretty rough.
That sucks. Yeah. Even just having the rain, you know, like being wet for I don't know, it wasn't even that long. A couple mm-hmm. hours that we were wet yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was rough. I couldn't imagine just being muddy.
Yeah.
I probably would want to, you know, take a shower,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
go back to wherever.
And homie was doing this in the middle of the day, so he still had hours to go. He was bird-bapping it.
Yeah. Dude, hell yeah, dude. More power to him, man. That's dedication right there.
Hell yeah.
That's dedication. But I do want to get to what I consider, at least for now, the highlight, if not one of the highlights, top highlights of the event,
mm-hmm.
looking for great prizes.
Oh, yeah.
We stumbled. We, like, failed ourselves into what was a blind golf cart race.
Yeah, so, you know, credit goes to Aldo from the Honda Challenge Instagram page. He pulled us in. And I mean, we were just walking, and we like I saw him and I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? And then he's like, dude, we're doing the blind golf cart challenge. And I'm like, what is that? So essentially, it's kind of something that they've done with instructors back in the day is that they make like a Auto X, but the person who's the passenger calls out what you need to be doing, and the person in front or driving is blindfolded, so you can't see. So it's a really good training exercise, you know. So obviously, since I have a lot of instruction experience, what we ended up deciding was that I would drive, and then I would have somebody completely random that's never raced before give me.
I love how he's like, I have all this experience instructing, so I drove.
like set up to fail at that.
Completely unrelated, but yeah. I can tie my shoes really well, so I'm going to win this. But how did it turn out? It was cool because it was something that we wanted to cover, right? It was silly. It's kind of in the 91 Octane vein.
It looks like we thought of the
exactly,
event.
Kind
of
yeah. Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, we would come up with. Exactly. Great point. And then we walk up, and that's when you see Aldo. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, they're saying we can drive.
Yeah. And
then, I'm like, well, I want to cover the events. So I mean, it's cool if Tony goes. And then, but then you stayed kind of quiet too.
Yeah, I was kind of like on the camp of like, well, kind of the same thing. I wanted to cover it too. Yeah. So I was like, but then it's a, you know, it's back and forth. And then I was like, I saw Jaime going for it. I was like, this is even better. This is perfect.
Like, okay, I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. That's when we were like, oh, damn, we got an insider.
Yeah, like this is like, perfect, man. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, we didn't really know, like, we didn't even know the concept really when we were walking into it. Like, I ran in there and I was fully expecting to be like stopped by security.
Oh, yeah.
Going in there. But no, we got hyped up and, you know, we saw kind of what they were doing, and there were some people that were going pretty quick.
Yeah.
Some cheating was being said. Yeah, there was
definitely some cheating. Hey, you Hawaiian shirt guy. Yeah. We know you. Yeah. We know you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
The blindfold.
But yeah, I mean, at one point while you were waiting for your drive to come up, I asked you, it was like, oh, so what does a safety cone count for? And you're like, I don't know. I don't know the rules. I'm just here to drive. You know, yeah, I'll figure this out.
Yeah.
But you're strategizing. I heard you strategizing with your partner, kind of trying to figure some things out.
How much to turn and everything.
Yeah. Like, so what the breakdown, like what the actual planning that Kit went down before the race.
Give us your speed secrets.
So this is the Race FF Pods speed secrets for
for blind golf cart driving.
So there's a lag because they're electric. Mm-hmm. So I was even trying to figure out, like, when they're counting, like, can I go flat out at the one counter or do I go flat out on the two counter?
Yeah.
So we're going 3, 2, 1. So I was already strategizing on that.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing was talking to my, I guess, instructor at that point, or my guide, and telling him, like, all right, soft right means like only 2 or 3 hand on the clock movement of the steering.
Yeah.
And then medium right is like going 6 and 12. And then hard right is like hand over hand. And one of the things that was really helpful watching other people is that when you lift off on the golf carts, it breaks really aggressively. So because you're off the power and people would turn. And had they been carrying momentum instead of, like, braking by lifting off the throttle, they would have cleared it. But a lot of people were running over cones. Yeah. So I made a mental note of, like, maybe don't
never
lift off.
Never lift.
Exactly.
Never lift.
Only slightly lift.
only slightly breathe off the throttle and do that. And, shout out to, I think it was Logan or... I'm forgetting the guy.
Oh, Heartbreaker.
No, because I literally met this person in line. So
to break down the track for everyone listening and who hasn't seen it, it was a series of switchbacks, essentially,
yeah,
to a finish line. probably four turns.
Yeah,
I would say, turns. But they were all pretty sharp. So yeah. how much did you use the soft versus hard turns?
The hard turns, it was definitely like once I would turn in, he would say harder, harder, and then it's like, all right, bam.
Okay.
But there was one time where he told me to go right instead of left, and then I was like, oh, nope. Yeah. So, and we were the last ones, right?
You were. Dude, I thought you had a chip on your shoulder, and that's why you won, because you wanted to go after a certain
group.
And then the organizer kind of just skips over you and picks another group when you were ready to go.
Yeah.
And I could see you seething, dude. You got the red mist in your eyes. I was like, oh, hell no. This is mine now. No, just kidding. No. Were like, all right. But yeah, you went last.
Yeah. So, and there was one guy, the Hawaiian shirt guy.
Yeah.
Who did really well, but he did get, I think, two cones.
Yeah.
So I think out-and-out pace, like, he was the fastest up until that moment.
Right.
And then
it was minus the penalties.
Minus the penalties.
Yeah.
But when it came to mine, I'm just like, all right, let's just flow. Let's go and make sure not to completely lift off the gas. Just maybe breathe a little bit and chuck it.
Yeah.
And, it seemed to line up. And, you know, I remember him telling me, all right, we're going at the end. All right, get ready to break. And I locked that sucker up and I slid it into the end position for the finish line. And I heard the time and I was like, wait, what? I think that was fast. I think that might have been it.
Yeah. Well, so what was the time?
31.
31 seconds. 31 seconds. Mm-hmm. The world record blind golf cart lap. At BIR.
Hey, when we come back next year, we're going to go to that same event and be like, oh, you didn't get the track record, bro.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened in years past. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious what the actual record is.
I mean, they didn't even have a set rules for penalties, right?
Oh, that's right.
So
yeah,
they're not tracking nothing. They're not tracking nothing.
The guy, dude, was like, this is not a democracy. This will happen as it happens. We'll figure it out. You get back. Mm-hmm. There's deliberation, calculations. There's things talking. Everyone's a little confused. Everyone's asking, like, who won?
Yeah.
Who won? And at some point, I don't know who said it to you.
Uh-huh.
You won. And your reaction was, what? What? What?
Because that was like a little bit of a confusion because he said, okay, the second fastest time was these guys.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, I thought I was like possibly the second fastest or something like that.
Right, yeah. You weren't even thinking one. You were thinking three.
Yeah, I was thinking like, oh. And then he's like, and then he pointed to me. And then he's like, and you guys got it. And I'm like, wait, what? We won? And then I was super hyped.
Dude, let me tell y'all. Okay, so we were recording this the whole time. While the race was going on, Tony and I were actually announcing the race. You'll see that on the YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we took the opportunity to make sure to do a post-race interview. And to watch the celebration, you would have thought you won Hyperfest, like,
dude,
forever.
I don't know where. So I think at the time we were still doing fresh introductions with everybody, right?
Right.
So we kind of get there, and we met Aldo, and then we saw some more Honda Challenge guys trickle in. By the time he won and they were announcing it, I turn around, and there's the gang is there, man. The gang is there.
We were one bottle of champagne short of an F1 celebration. It was awesome. But why? Why did that happen, right? Because in the middle of the event, we found out what was on the line.
Oh yeah, so we're going there, and we're like talking. We're like, okay, cool, thanks. Like, we won, and I'm like, I'm happy. I'm cool with that. And they said, all right, grab your box. I'm like, oh, like shirts? And they're like, no, you won a free Exetti clutch. And I'm like,
what?
I got a clutch.
What? for driving a golf cart, you know, with goggles on. Like, yeah, you know, that's the easiest work you've done your whole life.
Oh, man, that is literally, like, one of the most amazing things in terms of, like, setups. So,
they handed you a box. And, you know, inside there's a coupon.
Yeah.
With zero instructions, by the way. Exactly. Come on, guy. So we walk up to the booth and they tell us, email this.
Yeah.
So, you know, what clutch are you getting?
Well, because I have a D-Series, I am definitely going to buy a Type R clutch. Because your boy is in the red for this trip of my flight. So I need to recoup some money. Man.
Yeah, yeah. We need to. I know we've relived that story a lot already. But let's take a pause on to enjoying Hyperfest talk about.
Well, I mean.
That is part of it.
That's part of enjoying Hyperfest.
Yeah, so make it on time.
Make sure you got a good watch.
No, what it is if you're taking Spirit, make sure you do your online checking the night before so you know what the actual freaking boarding time is.
But you wouldn't have made 9:18 either.
No.
You wouldn't have made 9:18.
I don't think so, man.
Because I got there like around 9:10, but you know, and this was something that we talked about later. So obviously, I didn't make the flight. I had to
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's context, please.
Anybody
yeah.
that follows the Instagram story saw the stick figure Jaime in the NPC.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously, I didn't make the flight. We were like talking as I was at the gate, and they said, "Oh, we're not doing that." And then they finally closed the doors, and you guys waited another 15 minutes and then took off.
Yeah.
So that was frustrating. And then I had to run to the other side of LAX to get onto Delta. And that one was already boarding as I was running. So super. That was the most stressed I've ever been in my life for like a good while. So I was hating life. And then my flight ended up going to Atlanta and then from Atlanta out over to Charlotte.
So. Meanwhile, we were stuck because rental car was in Jaime's name.
Yeah, we went and have like one of the best burgers we've ever had. Shout out to Cowbell Burgers in Charlotte.
Yeah, that was good.
And then you bowled, and I played in an arcade for a little while.
I mean, we were chilling.
Yeah, we were.
We were chilling, man, chilling. For sure.
We had a great time in Charlotte. Shout out to Charlotte.
Yeah, I think I arrived 4 hours after you guys arrived. So yeah, that was not ideal. So yeah, make sure you check in if you're riding with Spirit because
might miss your flight.
Yeah, because they and in all fairness, they changed our flight plan like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, it was more than that.
Yeah,
it was more than
that. This podcast ain't about fairness, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we made it on time, you know.
Yeah, you guys did. And you came from further.
We're way further.
So, yeah, that was a big L on my part. But,
yeah.
That was stressful.
But you know, you're the biggest baller on the trip, though. Like,
oh, yeah. You've got the most dollars spent, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's a victory, for sure.
Oh, man.
All right. So now let's get into how maybe we can secretly win. This one we didn't actually practice, but we think is a good tip for next year. Get car show passes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hack, man.
What happened when we got there is we had general admission passes. Shout out to Jack Cabetto for
Jack
hooking
Cabetto.
Us up.
Absolutely.
Honestly, thank you so much, dude.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. We do need your address. I know you said no, but we need that because we got to send you some swag.
Mm-hmm.
But they told us that we needed another sticker on the car in order to get into the paddock, right? So we couldn't drive it. We had to park on a different lot. But when we were at the event, we noticed that there's a car show that had some empty spots that we could have put a car in.
There was quite a bit of empty spots.
Yeah.
I'll register the show car or the rental car. I'll register the rental car next time.
But there were some SUVs there, some non-show car looking cars. And I think those people were the smart ones because from that location where the car show was, the tram would pick you up. Now, from where we were parked in the southern general admission parking, we would have to take the bus over to the tram.
Yeah.
But I think, like, from right there, you could just grab the tram. And the tram is incredibly helpful. I mean, you know, like, we were taken aback at not just the size of it, the amount of spectators, because obviously, like, we don't have that in SoCal.
Yeah.
But just, like, how efficient some of these things were moving, and it looked like these things were, like, almost self-sustaining in terms of, like, the tram service, the buses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't wait that long for the buses when we were at the general admission. The tram was kind of hit and miss because of so much traffic.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you know, it really just boils down to having a golf cart if you are someone trying to do anything related to content.
Golf cart's the way to go. Or if you've got pocket bikes. Really any you know, an ATV, any smaller vehicle you can get through there. I mean, we even saw one of those pocket bikes or pit bikes save someone's sombrero, right?
Oh, that was so dope.
Some guy dropped his cowboy hat off the tram. Everybody turns around. No. Oh, no. The tram keeps going, right? It does not stop at this situation. But a guy on a pit bike picks up the hat, and he's like some sort of Wild West hero. Drives up against the ram, hands it to the guy, and everybody's like, ah!
It's like you hear Mariah Carey's song, "When the Hero Comes Around."
That guy wasn't. He didn't have to do that.
No,
but
no,
that
no.
was super cool.
The guy had already wrote the hat off. I was actually sitting right next to him. Yeah, I was sitting next to the guy that lost his hat.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, don't worry about it. I bought it on the gas station on the way over here.
Yeah, it's fine. He'd already given up on it.
Yeah, no, he'd given up on it, wrote it off, and then you just start hearing,
we're all going crazy, dude. Yeah, that was just, it was hilarious. I was like, oh, that's cool.
But that's like Hyperfest vibes. Like, anytime we've had like questions or stuff that we were asking people over there, like, it's the most welcoming environment that I've ever been to. Like, if you are within like 4 or 5 hours of VIR and are on the fence of whether or not this is an event for you, if you come alone or whatnot, it's answered. It is.
Yeah. How much did Hyperfest pay you to say that?
I don't know. How much did they pay us?
No, but it's true, man.
It really is.
You know, we were going to talk about this later on the episode, but we could talk about it now.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it's a good, it's an environment that we're not used to because of all the liberties that are afforded here.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You would, I don't, you know, seeing, you know, the traffic inside VIR, pit bikes, ATVs, drift cars, race cars, trucks, you know, overlander cars or whatever, all just running at the same time. It's pure chaos, but they make it work.
It was at first.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was almost a little overwhelming.
Oh, really?
Like, when I was standing at that intersection, the busiest intersection, and they're just pit bikes flying from you left and right, golf carts, dirt bikes, whatever, right?
Yeah, I was kind of like, cars.
Holy shit. Like, it is moving. It's nuts. Yeah, yeah.
But it's all really well organized. Like, the drifters are in this one spot, and that's the closest one for the inner track.
Yeah, the layout is, it's great. I mean, in terms of the layout. But it's just, it's fascinating to me that the traffic works so well, right?
Yeah.
You know, it was also smoothly, also cleaning. The tram wasn't a big issue. Yeah, there's a lot of traffic, but it's cool. And even on top of that, like, sort of everybody's vibe, you know, that it, like, we just watch a bunch of people drive their pit bikes into a rave.
Yeah.
You know, where have you seen that?
A lawnmower.
A riding lawnmower.
Yeah. into it. And I thought that was like super cool, walking around with Jack Daniels bottles, like, you know, to a rave.
There was and I think I told you about it because I was like, it's weird for me to be at an event like this, and I had my beer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was kind of like, it was in a koozie from the Blind Apex. Thank you, Con.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in a koozie, but I was holding it from the top, trying to hide it. And I was like, man, am I supposed to be walking over here with alcohol? And then I look over, and there's a couple guys there with full glass bottle 40s. And I'm like, oh, never mind. I'm good. Like, this is
we're just not used to that.
It's crazy.
You know, we're just not used to that. And so it's, You know, because the argument against it might be, oh, well, yeah, well, people will get too rowdy, or it's, you know, there's too much of a liability.
It couldn't happen in California like that
because
of the liability.
Yeah.
And it's also not practiced. Right?
That's
I feel like
thing.
The culture out here is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And so everyone's kind of used to how you need to participate in those events.
And they stayed chill. It was
dude, it was so much fun.
Awesome.
We never saw anybody argue. And that's why.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We never saw like anybody argue. And there were people with couples and everything. You would expect that something would happen there.
And Khan told us that when they started doing Hyperfest 23 years ago, that there was a lot of like fighting. There was some drama. There were a lot of knuckleheads.
Yeah.
But I think they've worked all that out now up to this point. And so everybody knows kind of how to have a fun Hyperfest.
Yeah. And you know, like John mentioned earlier, we were planning to get to this at the end, but honestly, that is the best thing about Hyperfest is the people.
Yeah,
we got a little bit spoiled because, you know, Jaime introduced us to a lot of really great people. Mm-hmm. And that honestly did change the experience for us a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, if it's a privilege, I know that not a lot of people can have. So thank you, Jaime, for connecting us with your
absolutely.
Honda family. Mm-hmm. And shout out to the Honda Challenge guys because, I mean, they're super cool, super welcoming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get fed us carne twice. We got nachos from Sylvia. Yeah. I mean, there was no shortage of love.
Yeah.
No shortage of fun. No shortage of food.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you can get yourself a group of people like that to hang out with and go spend some time with, definitely do it. I think that's definitely the way to have some fun. Otherwise, the day might feel too long.
Yeah.
But on top of that, say you don't have a group of people to go to Hyperfest with, definitely come with your friends.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Bring a group. It's a lot of fun. You could go alone though. Yeah. It's cool. You can have fun alone
for sure.
But in either case, what should you bring?
A chair. You need a foldable chair, and I think we can now securely say that you can gamble on it, but don't gamble on the CBS lawn chairs. We have one that has failed us for the weekend.
Yes.
And I
broke the arm off of a CVS chair.
But to be fair, that one was a different color than all the other ones.
It turned out to be a different chair, but I mean, I don't know.
It's weird. It's weird that it would have that kind of failure. But, well, I mean, regardless of it. But, yeah, if you're going out there, you want to have a place to sit because we were talking about this earlier. And, you know, when you get food or whatever, you want to have something to sit. So you have to kind of balance whether you want to drive, you know, carry light or carry. Like, you have to be very efficient with what you're carrying and what you're not carrying. Because, you know, you just don't want to be out there without a place to sit. Because, you know, there's a lot of people. I mean, I think Cabetta was saying that there was, like, sometimes in previous ones, over 10,000 people there. So I believe it.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. No, a chair is a must.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a pain to carry, but yeah, I mean, there are like bleachers or grandstands that you can sit at, but you're probably not going to want to spend the whole day at those grandstands. So being able to take a chair to sit wherever you want to sit is definitely a must. The rain, a canopy or an umbrella.
Yeah.
So luckily it didn't rain as much as we had originally thought, which was supposed to be every day.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. So today was supposed to be the worst one.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Yeah.
So.
No, we caught rain for like an hour or two. Right. And then it let up and then everyone had fun again.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah. We've had pretty good days. It's the humidity for me. Humidity is kind of rough.
You can't escape it.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I should have worn shorts like Tony.
Mm-hmm,
but yeah, the pants get, man, a little moist.
Never learn. Never learn.
Yeah, never learn. Next time I'm just bringing shorts. Bringing shorts. But yeah, definitely a canopy or umbrella, a chair, comfortable shoes.
Absolutely.
Even if you have a golf cart.
Khan hit a nail on the head on that one for
sure. Yeah. It's no matter if you have a pit bike or if you've got a vehicle, wear comfortable shoes. There are areas of the track that you won't be able to, use that or whatever reason you need to walk. There's a lot of ground to cover.
There really is, because the vendor alley, the drifter area, to where the racers are pitted, like, that's a really significant distance. And that's not even touching on the off-road area or camping. So if you're going out there and you're camping and trying to go out there and see stuff, it's like, bro, nah, it's too much. Like, I can't imagine if we wanted to walk to the off-roading area.
Oh,
like,
no, hell no.
That would have never worked.
We need, like, boots, like rain boots.
Yeah.
Not going to do it in our shoes. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But, yeah, no, it's, and also a thin rain jacket.
Yes.
Very specialized rain jacket, right? Because it's too warm for a regular jacket, but you need to protect yourself from the rain. Yeah. So a warm rain jacket would be, or a thin rain jacket would
poncho.
Be good. A poncho would have been perfect. Yeah. A poncho would have been perfect.
Or like one of those like windbreaker like rain jackets. You know, the ones that are just like a really thin material.
Yeah. Like, that would be
those,
good.
Those would probably be the best because of the humidity.
Yeah.
There. But I don't know. Like, this track obviously is very beautiful because it's in the middle of this wooded area. It's very green. It's very, I think, in terms of the complex of terms that we saw, was very interesting to watch. And, you know, we were spoiled in that we essentially went with the Mid-Atlantic Honda Challenge people.
Yeah.
And they literally accepted us as part of their own. So we had our own spot there and we were all being taken care of. But I wanted to know from you guys, what do you think was your favorite thing out there? And not the people.
Fuck the people. My favorite thing. And you know what? I before this podcast, I had, you know, said what I originally thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I did not think of another one since, you know, we discussed that. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like kind of on the spot. But what I liked the most that's not the people, I'm going to have to go with the rave.
Oh yeah,
rave, I'm gonna have to go with the rave because the experience was unlike any other rave I've gone to. Something that I used to do a lot back in early 20s. I used to do that a lot, and this time, like seeing like pit bikes walk up, everybody like with bottles and a bunch of drinks and just having fun. It felt like it didn't feel like a rave. It felt more like a backyard show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that vibe for me, I was like, dude, I could be here all night. Mm-hmm. You know, that was hella fun for me. So I think that would be, you know, what the thing that I like the most, but it's just like everything is at the top. It's just that one sneaks up a little more for me. For me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Like I mentioned earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we first got there and I was kind of like, fuck, like it's a little overwhelming, like how much traffic and people, pit bikes, everything kind of flying around. I think as we got in there and I was like, dude, the way everybody is there and the way everything was running, I actually think for me, it's the whole vibe that it creates because
everything's well oiled. It's like everything is moving like
like the hustle and bustle feel.
The hustle and bustle feel.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like I like Forza Horizon. I know it's a fucking arcade game, right?
Yeah.
But I think this is the closest to a Forza Horizon you will ever experience.
So this was like, this is your open world map?
This is my open world map.
That is so cool. That is so
exactly,
cool.
Yes, thank you. That is the words I was looking for. Because like Forza Horizon, it's my open world racing game, right?
Yeah, I know, it's
an arcade, but you can go there. You can do your off-roading, your trophy trucks, Dakar stuff, drifting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And you kind of get here, and then I'm seeing this. I'm like, this is fucking Horizon, bro. Like, I'm fucking here.
Hell yeah. No, I get that.
So it is the open world map. Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's – but, it, you know, we're here for the car stuff, you know, and I enjoyed that thoroughly. I enjoyed it more than I've enjoyed some of, like, our events.
Oh, for sure.
Even though it's very similar in racing – We did see a lot more drama, in terms of, bumping cars and things like that. So that was interesting. It was some very, very interesting racing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess it's the non-racing related stuff that really got me and is making me want to come back.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think it's not a question of if, but more of when.
Yeah. Yeah. But we need to hear yours. What is yours?
So for not me, obviously, it's a cop out to just say, oh, yeah, I like it because of all the Honda Challenge people right there. And obviously, that's one of the main reasons.
Honda Challenge cars is also a cop out.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, so just the word Honda in general. Leave out.
But I thought one of the things that I really enjoyed was being at an event that was that big and it felt just so welcoming to newcomers because there were so many times we were in the tram.
He's copping out for people again.
Cop.
No, but there were so many times we were in the tram and people would start talking to you, and then they'd hear, oh, we're from California, and everybody's head would turn around and be like, oh, wow, you guys came from really far for this event. And I don't know. It was something about, the fact that we would always have the conversations with people randomly that I really enjoyed that we were being forced to kind of do a fake community kind of deal going on because we all had to run the trams, the buses and whatever. And I like the community aspect of it.
Yeah. Public transportation homies.
I mean, cop out, but okay.
All right. Then I have to go with the
it's the community. The truck pulling the tram.
The community is just the group of people.
Yeah.
Then it has to be the blind golf cart challenge because I won that. So.
We finally get to the real answer.
Hold on, cop out. He's just copping to the slow people on the golf carts.
Honestly, knowing that I went to VIR and went to Hyperfest and I won a race.
Yeah.
That's dope because I'm not going to beat any of the Honda Challenge people there.
With a world record time, no less.
Yeah. Oh, I guess.
I got one right here.
What?
Your worst thing about Hyperfest.
Ooh.
We're going to put it out there.
Ooh. Are you about to make some enemies?
Maybe. Well, you know what? I want to amend my favorite thing. My favorite thing, actually, was how in it.
Okay. Isn't it keep amending just shit? You mentioned 10 different favorite things.
No. This was actually something we talked about was the prices for the food.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Yeah.
So anybody who's been to an actual event where it's Dodger game or anything like that, dude, Hyperfest, the prices were more than reasonable. We got the two hot dogs, chips, and soda for $9.
Dude, I paid $15. $15 for a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's super cheap.
Yeah.
They were not gouging us at all. And if they were, I would be it's a festival.
I would have been fine with it.
Yeah. It would be understandable. So
I was expecting double the prices for the merch.
Yeah. For sure.
Easily.
And the food.
Yeah.
Easily. Everything, for that matter.
For everything that we were being exposed to. So the fact that they keep it so, I guess the margins tighter for them. But, dude, it makes it such a great experience to know that, I'm not spending all this money on this thing and then be you feel you got swindled a little bit.
Yeah, so, yeah. Gotta make up that airline ticket somehow, right? But, okay, back to the challenging question. Being that you asked the question, does that mean you have something already?
Oh. I have a cop out ready.
Okay. Oh, all right. Let him get through.
What's the cop out? What's the cop out?
My cop out is that we weren't fucking driving.
Yeah, that's a cop out. That's a cop out. I think because that's the peak thing for all of us.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I think that's the easy answer, right? Just how we couldn't say, like, our favorite thing. I think genuinely our favorite thing about the event was the Honda Challenge guys.
Yeah.
But we can't say that, right? Oh, like, that's...
I was already going, like, man, if I lived out here, I'd be driving Honda Challenge. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah,
that,
for
that
sure.
That would have solidified my choice,
so,
for sure.
So in the same vein, you can't say driving. So what would it be?
Honestly, I think it would have to be information.
That's right. A good one, and one that I was going to go with.
Gotcha.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and I'll think of something else, like, but yeah.
So we knew about it. I felt like Beyond Cons podcast, right? Yeah. I felt like I went on the website, tried to like figure stuff out, right?
Yeah.
And maybe this is because we're from out of town, never been there before, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But I felt like information was lacking, especially like with the golf cart situation, things like that.
Absolutely.
It was super hard to find like really good pertinent mm-hmm. stuff for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is there, do they have like an app that you can download? Or?
I think VIR has an app.
VIR has an app.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the tram thing all were labeled with VIR. It wasn't a Hyperfest.
But for example, like when they changed the times on the races. Right, it would have been nice to like get a push notification.
Oh yeah,
about that. But so, but it might be that it's something that we missed
because that could have been a racer thing.
Yeah,
because but then again, the Coney Challenge that you guys watched that I didn't get a chance to watch.
Yeah.
Did get changed out, but they did put announcements on the major intersection, and that's how we knew that it had been changed. Besides Khan sending us that text.
Yeah.
So, I guess it would have been a little bit better to have, like, a push notification right there.
Yeah.
So,
or it could even be just information like the golf or the power wheels.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? We knew where the power wheels were going to be, but as first-timers and not knowing mm-hmm. the track, we were like, well, where's the best spot to watch it from? You couldn't even tell, but like, hey, this is a good spot for watching this event. Here's a good spot for this, you know?
That's also sort of it's hard because mm-hmm. I felt because of sort of the lack, not lack because they did do some planning, but not too clear lines about where to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let us get like behind the stage, for example.
We never found the drift sim.
Yeah, we never found the drift sim. And I was going to bring that point too. I think it offered some freedoms that I enjoyed without some of those things that we're talking mm-hmm. about. Yeah. But I do understand because to this minute, we don't know if the drift sim even exists. We looked for it everywhere.
Yeah.
We found the RC cars. Mm-hmm. We found what looked like Mario Kart.
I think so.
But yeah. Not drift sim. I hope that wasn't the drift sims because that's not a sim, right?
No.
You would think that there'd be a wheel.
Controllers unless,
Yeah.
I mean, but actually, I didn't look at the screen, so I'm not sure. Yeah.
And that was the only thing that looked like a driving thing, so maybe. But we didn't see, so we can confirm.
Also, do take note that we are the type of people, because we did do this several times, you will give us a map, and we will leave it in the car.
Oh yeah!
All right. Yeah. That's fair.
We got to own up to
us.
That. We got to own up to that.
It's part of it on us for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember getting off of the tram and going like, "All right, where do we go?" And I'm like, "Crap, we left the maps at the car."
I think we used the map once.
Yes. Yeah.
And then never again.
Never again. Yeah. And shout out to Khan for the best directions.
A thumbs up.
So a little bit inside of this, and of course I'm railing on Khan because I love the guy. We get there, and I'm like, hey, we're trying to make our way to you. We're in the south side of the complex, and he responds with a thumbs up. And I'm like, cool, that's tight. I've never been to this track. I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're trying to get to you. And he says, I'm by the lake. Cool, because I don't know where that is because we left our maps in the car. So there was I think we felt it most on Friday when we're like, how do we get places?
Yeah.
How do we do this? And that's when we were like really wanting the golf carts because we just needed to figure out where the hell things were. And I felt like later on Saturday, on today, we felt like we were very much more comfortable of like, okay, we can get here within this time frame. We could go there within this time frame. So I think for those who have been to Hyperfest once before, I think you know all the little things there. And
yeah. I mean, we'll be better set up for next year.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, what is something that we missed that you guys wished we would have attended?
So I am not sure. I guess maybe if I would have pre-registered, right? Because I think they had that online.
Mm-hmm.
We should have done the carts.
Oh, yeah.
The carts would have been really fun.
The go-karts?
Yeah, the go-karts.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Because we didn't even go look at the karting track.
No, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't.
I think that would be pretty fun for us to do and at least get us to drive a little bit. You know?
That counts, man. That would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that would have been a lot. I actually didn't know that it was open to the public. I thought it was another racing.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was to the public. You just had to pre-register ahead of time.
Oh,
that
really
bums
me out.
I don't know if they did day of, but... Yeah. I want to say Khan's podcast mentioned about the carts, but like if you don't pre-register, you're going to be waiting a couple hours.
Damn, I must have missed that.
Yeah.
Damn. What about you, Jaime?
I guess for me, was really the Coney Challenge because it started raining really bad at that point.
Yeah,
And I just didn't want to get soaked.
Yeah.
But that was still one of the things that when I would talk to my coworkers, I would show them the Coney Challenge and they're like, man, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't have the health insurance to try and do it.
It is hella steep, man.
Yeah. At least from a distance, a lot less people crash than I thought.
Yeah.
I was expecting a
melee.
Like a full pileup, but no, they're figuring out how to build these, man.
Oh, for sure.
They're figuring out how to build them because
it's still pretty serious stuff to go down that hill in a Power Wheels.
I think Khan was saying they go up to almost
40 miles an hour. He was saying, that in a little tiny piece of plastic. What the hell?
I don't know who he is because we were way too far to really see that very well.
Yeah,
but the guy that broke he rode it till the wheels fell off.
Yeah,
picked it up and ran down the hill.
Yeah, everybody started cheering for him. Everybody that we were watching with, everyone mm-hmm. started cheering go. That's dope. Never give up, man. Yeah. Never give up, man. So for me, air guitar.
Oh,
air guitar.
Yeah. By the time I even remembered, it was already over. Mm-hmm. I think air guitar would have been pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, air guitar would have been funny. Would you guys air guitar?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No.
At all?
No.
Not in a contest. But if you had to air guitar, where would you put your skills on a 1 out of 10?
One.
Really? Yeah. Well, you guys don't play any instruments?
Nah.
I used to a very long time ago.
Yeah. Guitar?
No.
Oh, okay. What did you play?
Piano.
Okay. So you would need a keytar.
A keytar? Yeah.
Air guitar.
Wait, isn't that basically is a keytar Guitar Hero?
Kind of.
I was half-ass decent at Guitar Hero.
Half-ass decent.
I say that because I thought I was good. Yeah. Until at the time my sister was in college or just graduated, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I bought it and I was like, fuck yeah, we're half-ass decent, you know?
Yeah.
And
fuck yeah, half-ass decent.
Yeah, I'm mid-pack driver for hire status, you know what I mean? Dude, she sat there all fucking day. I come back and she's wailing on fucking expert mode and I'm like,
Yeah, I was never that good at that game.
No,
and I played a lot of guitar. My friends though were crazy good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also college.
Also college.
Yeah, also college. That was the game
do you
of college
rank
kids.
Your air guitar.
I think I put myself middle, 5 out of 10.
Five out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, because I play a lot of metal, so I think I could throw a little headbanging in there, play around. I also was always lead guitar, so I have a lot of fiddly motions.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wanted to see the air guitar to see what competition I'd be up against. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I have no idea what professional air guitar players actually look like. You know?
Pro-am right there.
Yeah.
Pro-am.
I think I should start growing out my hair now for next year.
There you go.
You need
there
a blonde
go.
Wig.
Oh,
it'll
man.
Come off, dude. I'll have to glue it on. Yeah. No, I think, or a mullet. What would do better? Just like straight long mullet, hair or a mullet? Mullet. Yeah, mullet. Really long mullet.
I've just got excited now I get to glue something on your head. Let's fucking do it.
Yo, no that makes backing sense, out yeah. now. Show up in the full outfit, man. Oh, yeah, but yeah. See, there was already three things that we missed that we should have gone to. But, you know, we'll definitely get the opportunity to go back.
Yeah, no, again, we not avoided, but we didn't bother trying to go towards the off-road stuff. It's not our niche, right?
Yeah.
But we both know, I think all of us know, I know you play with it a little bit, but you have more self-control than we do. Is that if we get into something else, it's just another budget thing we're going to end up doing. Yes. So it's kind of like, man, go out there and go through the woods like that.
Yeah.
Come out of there like, well, guess what I'm building next?
Yeah, it's like lighting money on fire, but it's always worth it.
Yeah.
It always just seems to be worth it.
Yeah, the off-roading thing, honestly, all of those rigs were really well built from what it looked like. And, you know, a lot of Broncos, we saw a lot of Nissans, which were kind of like surprising because we don't really see those out there.
Yeah,
the Xterras.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The off-roading bit obviously is like encompasses a lot of the campus on the outside, and it looks like a lot of fun. I didn't get a chance to actually even see the rally.
So yeah, same. Yeah, we missed that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough things to do at Hyperfest where you completely forget about one.
Yeah, yeah.
Rally would have been dope to see.
Hell yeah.
Because we definitely wouldn't have gotten mud because I think they have the windows up.
They do ride-alongs with Rally?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I'd probably be sick, but that's pretty cool that they offer that too. You've also been looking up houses since we got here. You got two job offers.
I have gotten two job offers.
In the last 2 days that we've been here, we also offered to go half and half, Tony and I, on a car to buy when you move out here.
Yeah, yeah.
What percent chance do you give it of you moving out here?
I mean, look, it goes without saying. I mean, we've talked about it kind of like ad nauseum. The people here, especially the Mid-Atlantic Honda Challenge people, like they are some of the nicest, most welcoming people that I've had here.
Absolutely.
And I mean, to make someone who's a diehard BMW head literally say, I think I would race Honda Challenge here. I think it's...
Tony said that?
Oh, man. It's a good representation of the work that, you know, the Honda Challenge dad, Mike Young, does.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, he makes it the most welcoming environment. And I think we were hanging out with him out of everybody, like, the most and talking with him. And, yeah, obviously the houses are cheaper than California.
The job offer you got was more than you make now.
It was like a number to number ratio, like completely better. But you know, this is a beautiful part of the country, and I think we've coming here, we've learned, you know, that this isn't like this is nice. It's not. Like, you know, I don't know. I guess we were expecting to see, like, it being more desolate in the sense of just because the town that we're in has a population of, like, 40,000. But it looks like, you know, a historical town that has a lot of history. And the buildings are all made out of brick. It looks nice. And, you know, that's not something that I was expecting, especially with a town that small. So
it sounds like it is happening?
Nah.
It's hard, man. It'd be hard.
You know what he's doing again, right?
Yeah, what?
He's copying out. He's not answering the question.
Oh, so percentage is probably like 10%.
10%. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
How do we got to figure out how to increase that. Yeah.
I'd miss you, but we'd come visit often.
And you know that you can take the Spirit flight, and that's pretty freaking cheap.
Yeah. I'm never flying Spirit again. Just so you know. We're doing this again, but we're doing it on a different airline because that was wild. Oh, my God. Okay, well, let's wrap up on this, right? We've already mentioned it a couple times, right? What is the probability of you, each of you at this table, coming next year?
100% for me, for sure.
Okay, 100%.
Yeah.
Why specifically?
You know what? There's still more I didn't get to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was fun, and I feel like the small negatives we had, I'm ready for next time.
Yeah, okay. Okay. How about you?
I would say probably it would have to be the low of 80% just because it depends on what I end up doing for next year.
It with me. Boo. No, I get it. That's a realistic take. That's a realistic take.
But
we don't know if you're going to make the flight or not, you know?
Yeah. but like, this is an event that I think even you guys would admit, like, you would bring your significant others to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think after the pictures and videos, and then when she sees all the other videos that we took, she's going to be mad.
Oh, that she didn't come.
Yeah, she's like,
I mean, honestly,
man.
I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah
same
but
here.
Now experiencing it, 100%. Yeah. Next year, it's Nancy's coming. You know, we're going to do it for sure.
I did want to add, too. We did find out on this trip that Hyman loves you guys so much. He did not go driving to come to this event.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's
right. He passed up track time to come here.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a violation of his oath as a race car driver. But he did give up seat time to come here, which I understand.
Understand.
This is we'd never done this before. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty awesome to experience this.
Yeah.
So 80%. Low of 80%, 80 to 85% chance you come next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably giving it like a 99% chance. Also, just, you know, room for error in case something happens. But
if we come back, though, we've talked about this. We need to look into what the villas cost because they have stuff there. And if you're able to get the villa and
just live on the track, dude, that's a different experience.
I'm willing to pay significantly more.
Yeah. We start saving up now, it'll be no problem.
Yeah,
not a big deal. Now, the second question, a follow-up to that I wanted is, what's the probability that when we come next year, we rent a race car?
Ooh.
So
I guess it really just depends on budget.
Yeah, well, is the market like that out here? Because I know in California, there's tons of people renting race cars, right?
You know.
Yeah.
Is that out here?
I'm sure. To step on you, remember when we went into VIR, we saw one of the most beautiful garages there, just full of cars.
Yeah.
Because it had all these Skip Barber cars.
Yeah.
So if there's a possibility to rent a vehicle, I think the fact that we saw all these prepped cars out there, I would say the probability is pretty high.
They would have to actually have something for that, right? Because I'm sure you'd have to have their own insurances and stuff, right? Which they can get covered when you pay for the school. But how does it work with a rental with them, you know?
Possibly.
Or how down are you guys to just put some painter's tape on a rental V6 Mustang and just send it, right? Just have some fun.
I mean, and this is something they have over here in the East Coast is they have the Hyperdrive where you pay, I think it's like $50 and you go out on like some laps during the lunch break, I believe. So that's still a possibility.
Yeah, we can get some seat time.
Yeah.
It's because it's like, man, like, one of the hardest part, I know this is something we weren't supposed to talk about in the early one, but now that was one of the hardest things about this event, like being part of like a legendary track, this event, and not being able to drive.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, we're not used to spectators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are no spectators when we were running and with NASA. So to see this, I mean, it's pretty cool to like drive through a track and see people like on every corner of the track and also experiencing it. Also, it's a super long track, which I think would be fun.
The track itself looks so fun.
Yeah.
Elevation changes. All of these like sweeping corners.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's It's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, 80% chance, 99% chance, 100% chance. I would say that averages to 100% chance that we come back next year. All right. And I think that is our episode. You can find us at 91octane.com. That is all letters, no numbers. Also, like and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. Follow us and Race FF Pod on Instagram. Also, like and subscribe to everything Race FF Pod. Mm-hmm. You love FF. You love kind gentlemen. You love fun conversation. Listen to Race FF. For all the other things, you can listen to us.
There you go.
But yeah, I think that's it. Any last words?
Guys, everybody that we met from Mid-Atlantic and Hana Channels, thank you.
Yeah, thank
you. Muchas gracias. Honestly, you guys are dope as hell.
Yeah.
From the heart, you guys made this experience a bajillion times better for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's nice to leave a place that we've never been to with so many friends.
Absolutely.
You know, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So make sure everybody hits us up. And I think we had some t-shirts we promised to make too. So
yeah. We're going to be working on that sweatshop. It's going to be cranking. All right. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.